Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter im Sechtes Cholam Perigud Beis Mishnah Beis. Oif Tame. If someone finds a non-kosher bird sitting on its nest, Potter Mil Shaleach. He's Potter on the Mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. The Mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is only for kosher birds. Oif, says the Bat Tanura, could be both Tar and Tame. When the Tar uses the word Sipar, it usually refers to a Tadika bird, not a Tamadika bird. But what is the din, says the Mishnah Vayter, Oif Tame, let's say you have a non-kosher bird. Roivitz, that's like sitting. Al Beye Oif Tar, on the eggs of a kosher bird, or the other way around? Vitahar, or a kosher bird. Roivitz Al Beye Oif Tame, that is roosting or sitting on the eggs of a bird that is Tame, of a bird that is not kosher. In both cases, Potim L'Shaleach, he's part of sending it away, because the Mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is where both the mother and the babies are kosher birds. How do we know that the babies have to be kosher? Because the pasuk says, "Vasabanim tikach lach." You have to take it for yourself. For yourself means for you to eat it. It's not kosher. I could take it for myself. I could feed it to my dogs or something like that. But that's not called tikach lach. I'm sure some of you have a kasha. Wait a second. The mitzvah is to send away the mother. So I don't understand. How could the mother be kosher and the birds not be kosher, or the other way around? If this is the babies of this bird, so it's the same as the mother, no? So we take a see from this Mishnah that there are certain types of birds. They'll roost or sit or flutter over other eggs, not their own. That's their nature. They take care of the children of other birds. And they have a din as if they were the real mother. Because we're saying in our Mishnah, the only reason that there's no Shiluach HaKan is because the babies are Tame. But if the babies would have been Tahar, even though it's not Mamish, the children of this mother, but if it's a type of bird that takes care of other birds, the Mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan applies. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Koirei Zachar. What is a Koirei? It's a type of bird. Zachar is a male. What type of a bird? It's called a partridge bird. And even though it's the father, it sits over the eggs. It takes care of the eggs. So is there a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan over here? Is there a mitzvah to send away a male bird? Or is it only a mother bird? So Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev, Rabbi Eliezer says yes. If in this kind of bird, if the koirei bird takes care of the children, has the same din as the mother. But v'chachamim patur, the chachamim say is patur, because the mitzvah applies only to a mother bird, not to a father bird, even if the father is taking care of the eggs. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah that Shiluach HaKan is only by a kosher bird, and both have to be kosher, the mother and the babies. If either one is Tame, then there is no mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. If you have this particular bird, where even the father sits over the eggs, or only the father sits over the eggs, so Rabbi Eliezer says, then there's a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. Now, stam as Rabbi Eliezer would say, with another kind of bird that the father happens to be over the eggs, there's no mitzvah. But by this bird, where the father is known to sit over the eggs, that's how it works. That's how Hashem made it. Rabbi Eliezer holds that there is a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan to send the father away, and the Chachamim say no. The mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is only a mother bird, not a father that's acting like a mother.